We are in the middle of Siman Mem Zayin. We are almost finished with Se'if Tes. Just a couple of Ha'aris in the Mishnah Berurah here. The Mishnah Berurah points out when the Mechaber said the minig is to say Birkas Kohanim Samach LeBirchas HaTorah, so he points out as our minig is in Sifkat and Chafalaf to also to say the Mishnah of Eilu Dvarim and the Brice of Eilu Dvarim. So that way you were Yotze saying all three areas of Torah. You were Yotze Psukim from the Torah. You say it some, said some Mikra, some Psukim from Tanakh. Then you said Mishnah, which is the Halacha Psuka of the Mishnayis, Eilu Dvarim, She'im Lahem Shi'ur. And then you have Eilu Dvarim, She'adam Ochel Peiroseim, which is a Brisa. And therefore you were Yotze saying Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. Right afterwards. And the last Ha'ara is, why Dafka these three Psukim of Birkas Kohanim? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Mechaf explains it's due to the fact that we want to be Yotze along similar lines to the Seder of Kriyas HaTorah in general, which is that you lane three Psukim per Aliyah. So we say, it's like we say one quick Aliyah, and therefore we say the three Psukim of Birkas HaTorah, Birkas Kohanim, sorry. Sif Yud, Im Hifsik Mi Lilmod, Vinis Asik Basakav. Let's say you say Birkas HaTorah, but then you don't learn. Excuse me. You say Birkas HaTorah, and you learn, and then you go to work. And then Kevan Shadaito Lachzor Lilmod Lohave Hefsik. And then you come home from work and you want to learn more Torah. So since you had in mind when you were at work that, you know, when you get some when you get a chance to do so, you're gonna learn more Torah, Lohave Hefsik, it doesn't constitute a Hefsik, and you don't have to make a new Birkas HaTorah. Behu Adin Lashena, the same thing is true about Shena, as Mishnah Berurah points out, Tomachinas Arai over here. A very temporary nap, you know, like you put your head on your hands on your desk or something like that. Umerchatz, or if you took a shower, besakise, went to the bathroom, delo have a hefsik. None of these things constitute a hefsik from Talmud Torah. So, based on this mechaber, so Mishnah Berurah is not so clear on what about those people who don't learn very much Torah over the course of the day. Or let's say you have a guy, he's Moser Nefesh, he learns 3 hours before davening. He wakes up 4 o'clock in the morning, he learns from 4 to 7, and then he davens 7 o'clock. He goes to work, and he's so tired. By the time he's done with work, he goes to sleep for the night. But sometimes on the train, if he can chop an extra minute, he'll do Shnaya Mikra, something like that. So this guy did not have in mind to learn when he got back from work. He only had in mind to learn before work. So is this guy chayav to say another Birkas HaTorah? So he quotes it to Machlokes Achronim over here. And he just says that in the end of the day, since the nature of the chiyuv of Talmud Torah is that it's constant, and if you can learn, you should learn. So we don't have to assume that the person was mesiach das completely from his learning, and therefore he would not have to say new Birkas HaTorah. It sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is saying that if you have a person who just doesn't learn Torah, he davens with a minyan or he davens b'yichidus. And, you know, he goes to work, he's a religious Jew, he just doesn't learn Torah. And he comes home from work one day and he decides, you know, somebody told me an interesting halacha at work, I want to look it up, or see a word on the Parsha. He has to give a speech at his family simcha. So he for the first time in a month, he decides to crack open a sefer. So this person, according to this lumdus in the Mishnah Berurah, would have to make a new Birkas HaTorah. I don't know if that would be what we say halacha l'maisa, but that seems to be the implication of the discussion over here. Fine. Sif Yud Aleph. Shnas keva bayom al mitaso have hefsik. Person who takes a serious nap during the day on a bed, that is a hefsik. You have to say a new Birkas HaTorah. V'yeshomim delo have hefsik. And some say it's not a hefsik. V'chein noago, and this is the minig. The minig is not to say new Birkas HaTorah, even if you take a long nap during the day. And Sifkat and Chafei, the Mishnah Berurah points out there are many among the camp of the Achronim who disagree with this Mechaber, that they think this is not the correct minig, and the correct thing to do is to say a new Birkas HaTorah rather than to rely on the original one. I think I read in a Sefer B'Shem Rav Chaim Kanievsky that he wrote to get out of this Machlokes. You can just make a Tanai when you say your original Birkas HaTorah for the day. Say, I only want my Birkas HaTorah to count until I take a nap. But let's say Shabbos morning, the guy knows he's going to take a nap. He says, I only want my Birkas HaTorah to count, calls me on that I haven't taken a nap. But if I actually take a nap, then I don't want the Birkas HaTorah to count further than that. And apparently that Tanai helps, and therefore you definitely would be chayav, according to everybody, say new Birkas HaTorah when you wake up. This brings us to our next discussion, which is, what about a person who is learning at night, relying on the previous day's Birchas HaTorah. So we'll get to that next time.